With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! In your future, pleasure is a commodity to be owned, bought, sold, rented, leased. And let me tell you, it really takes the fun out of it.
All right, just having a look at these star charts here, we're approaching the planet Plejuri, and we should be entering its gravitational field any moment.
All right!
Yes.
Finally, a bit of a shore leave, am I right?
Yes, yes, that's right. Have you, you've had your inoculations, have you?
Well, I had the first round.
Ah, yes. Yeah. They don't become permanent until you've had the booster shot.
Listen, those inoculations did something to me, man.
Like what?
They made me Randy!
Well, that was the whole point, wasn't it?
Okay! So, mission accomplished?
Yes,
in my
absolutely,
pants?
Yes. Now, I have to give you some of the ground rules for when you're on the surface of planet Plejurian. Don't look anyone directly in the eye. They take that as a huge offense.
All right.
So it's eyes on chest only.
Whoa, okay.
Eyes directly locked on the chest.
Wow.
Yes. It's pretty much the only rule.
I'm kind of an eye man.
Oh, you are, are you?
Yeah.
Why don't you put these on?
Oh my god. These are physically forcing my eyeballs lower.
Yes.
Ow! Oh, ow! Ow! I can't look up at your face at all. I'm just looking at your bosom.
Yes. Yeah, nice. Hmm?
Yeah, it is nice, yeah.
Full? Yes.
Yeah, firm?
Yes, well rounded.
Uh huh. Where did you get those?
We're making our approach. One moment.
Oh.
Right. Let's make a couple of... Oh, by the way, this is our android who will be accompanying you to make sure you stay out of trouble.
I will be accompanying you to make sure you stay out of trouble.
Okay.
He'll be with you every moment of the way. If anything goes wrong, he is your fallback plan.
I'm fallback.
He is fallback the android.
Oh, your name is fallback?
It makes it easier to remember what my function is if I actually named after the function. I'm fallback.
Is fallback kind of like my conscience? You know, if I get into trouble on the pleasure planet, he's going to kind of tell me not to do things?
In a way, in a manner of speaking, he'll be there to make sure that you're all right. If you get into any kind of compromising situation, he'll be there.
Look, man, I didn't come to the pleasure planet of Plejurion to be babysat by some robot, okay? I came to get high, to get laid, to get bazoodled, and to get bzorts in my eyeballs.
I'm sorry, I just went through my memory banks. No such word as bazoodled.
Well, maybe not where you come from, Robot Man, but where I come from...
I come from the same place as you.
Okay, all right, I just came
all
up
I'm
with that.
Is.
I just made that up.
Well,
but you know what? There's no other place in the universe you can get bazoodled, and I think down here it's gonna happen to me, all right?
All right, okay, well... We'll update his programming to incorporate that word, so when you say it, he won't give you that error message. All right, now I'll need you to strap in, and take this and strap on.
Whoa, I see where we're going with this.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just apply this. And... Okay.
There you are.
All right.
All right, making our final approach.
It fell off.
Okay, all right. Obviously, this isn't defective.
That'll
obviously
need to be secure before we can land.
Oh, God. Can you give me a hand with this?
I certainly can.
All right. Ah! Oh! Oh, my! Oh, Zort!
Well, I thought staples would work.
Ha! They did. Okay.
All right, final approach, and oh! Reaching the atmosphere. And we're on the surface.
Woo!
Woo! All right, just give a moment for the pressure to equalize, and good. Open up.
Welcome to Planet Plejuria.
Ah.
Please, step forward through the gate and enjoy your stay.
Okay, check out the eyes on her. Ow! Oh!
Hello and welcome to Planet Plejuria.
Oh, hello, hello. We just have one, sex tourist today.
Oh, there seems to be three of you.
I'm an android.
Ah, I see. And you?
I'm the captain of the ship.
Are you not staying?
Well, yes, I will be staying.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
Who can come to the Planet Plejuria without dabbling a little pleasure, huh?
That's true. It's true. Well, welcome to Planet Plejuria.
Thank you.
I am Kevin. I will be in charge of making sure that you have a great stay.
A question?
Yes.
Kevin, I thought all of the indigenous peoples of Planet Plejuria were female.
Yes, they are. I'm just the administrator.
Ah.
I'm a greeter. I administrate and make sure that you have a good time. You will never see me again after today.
All right, because I don't want any, sexy mistakes happening.
Oh, understood. But as it is a pleasure planet, there is something for everybody here. Guys, I just did it with this waste receptacle.
Oh, I have a lot of work to do.
Well, don't worry, Mr. Android. What is your name?
Fallback.
Mr. Fallback. We have things for androids, too. If you would like to experience pleasure, we can pleasure androids as well.
Well, I'll see how it goes. I have to look after this one, but if I do have time, I'm certainly not adverse to having the old space penis moistened.
Oh, it's pretty exact. I thought for sure you were going to go for a metaphor.
I'm not programmed for metaphors.
Oh, okay.
I just talk literally.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
So what would you like to start with? We'll get you pointed in the right direction.
Kevin, I hope I'm not speaking for my passenger here and Fallback the Android, but we would like something a little off the beaten path. You know, something that, you know, isn't the regular offering to the space tourist, to the sex tourist, but, you know, something a little, little different.
Yeah, what's not on the menu?
Oh, I see. You'd like some of our black market activities.
Well,
perhaps instead of going for the regular old tourist thing, I could point you towards our pleasure lords.
Pleasure lords?
Pleasure
yes.
lords.
Shh. No one else knows about. They've recently taken over the planet, but everything else looks like it's going fine. They are the ultimate. They are the pinnacle of pleasure.
Wait. They run this place, but...
Shh.
Why are you whispering?
Because...
What's going on?
No, we're not allowed to talk about it.
Listen,
I can point you their direction. They will give you the ultimate pleasure experience. You'll have nothing like it ever in your life.
It does sound intriguing.
It sounds awesome. I've already got a bloater down here.
Did you say a bloner?
Yeah.
Oh, I need more input.
Well, we can arrange that too.
Ooh.
The Pleasure Lords can do anything and everything and will.
Whoa. Well, I for one am in.
Yeah, me too.
All right, take these coordinates.
Thank you.
And get back in your ship. Fly there. Pleasure Lords will take care of you, but fly that path specifically to stay under the radar of the rest of the Pleasure Planet.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
You'll be well compensated for this.
Oh, I expect so.
Okay. All right. I'll make sure that the credits are transferred to your account.
Oh, no. I'm paid in pleasure.
Oh.
I'll take care of this, you guys.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Get bazoodled by a pleasure lord!
Yes, I actually thought the pleasure lords were just a legend. I didn't think they actually existed until Kevin told us where they were.
I've been looking through the guidebook here. I'm worried by some of the landmarks they have on this planet. The Leaning Tower of Fisting.
Oh, yes, there it is.
Yeah. I can't be pleasure. pleasant.
Well, that's out the left porthole. Look at that.
Oh. Yeah, there's a guy up there.
Ooh. What's up?
Hey!
Oh!
Oh, jeez. Full speed ahead. Oh, there's another one. Oh, these bizarre landmarks. Look at this one. Is that thing? The shocker. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, it's horrible. Look at it. It's floating in midair.
Wow!
Oh, two in the pink and one in the stink? Is that what it says there? Oh. On the plaque below? It's horrible.
The hanging penises of Babylon.
Oh, look at them.
Oh.
Look how they glisten.
Look how they drip.
Zero gravity mustache rides over there.
Oh, my God. Oh, look. Hello there. It's the Dirty Sanchez.
Hey! Hello, Dirty Sanchez.
Hello, how's it going?
We're doing all right.
Okay, have a good time.
Hey, do you, I mean, forgive me for speaking out of turn, but you could use a shower, man.
I know, I'm so dirty.
Can I just recommend we roll up the windows of the spaceship and maybe head to the coordinates we were given?
Right, yeah.
Good idea,
right.
Good idea. It's pretty noxious out there. The atmosphere is pretty acrid.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Ooh, all right. Staying below the radar, I guess we're getting into all the pollution. Ah, there it is.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Look, it's the Citadel.
So these guys, these pleasure lords, hang out in the Citadel. They run the planet and they'll still pleasure anybody who comes looking for it?
Yes, I suppose they will. It's kind of like a multitasking thing that they do.
All right.
I have to tell you, my danger receptacles are throbbing.
Yeah, I'm getting a good eye full of
those. No, it's not a good thing. I think we're in trouble. We're in peril. Listen, look at me.
You
can look in my eyes.
I can't, I'm trying.
Take the glasses off. We are in danger. We are in danger. I said it twice, so it really must mean something.
This guy's a real sourpuss.
He is.
A real downer.
Whoa! We've been grabbed by a tractor beam. They're pulling us down to the surface. This wasn't in the guidebook.
Well, now maybe we've learned a lesson. Listen to Fallback when he says we're in danger.
Guys, this tractor beam is pulling my crotch.
It's
pulling me right to the front of the ship. Ah! Oh, I'm going in this thing crotch first! Woo!
We're crashing! Firing retro thrusters!
Ow!
Whew.
Oh!
Honestly, I don't think our ship is going to be space-worthy, gentlemen.
I don't think my balls are going to be space-worthy, if you know what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You have no subtlety. How could we not know what you're talking about?
Okay.
I know exactly what you're talking about at all times.
Okay, all right.
It's fairly explicit.
It really is.
Yes.
All he's talking about is...
Welcome. We are the Pleasure Lords.
Wow.
Wow.
And you.
Tall.
You're very tall.
Thank you.
Can I, if you don't mind, can I just get the calipers on your forearm there?
Oh, absolutely.
My God, look at that. His forearms are 14 centimeters.
That's 0.0.
Felt nice.
It did, didn't it?
What's he been doing? Know what I mean?
His body has 0.001% fat.
That's right.
He's lean.
We are lean. The Pleasure Lords are lean. And mean. But in a good way. I see you got the coordinates for our Citadel.
Yes, from your representative, Kevin. Excellent. We had to talk to him like this.
Yes.
The whisper.
Not many people know that we have recently taken over Pleasuria and have created the title of Pleasure Lords for ourselves.
So what is it you seek?
Why, pleasure.
Of course.
And the control of all pleasure.
Great.
In the universe?
Yes. We'll start with this planet and move on from there.
Gentlemen, do you realize if they control all pleasure in the universe, we'll be at their mercy at all times?
Will you, or will you enjoy it?
So he can hear us even when we're whispering.
Absolutely.
Well, you're right in front of me. I can hear everything I say.
Oh, of course, you're right
there. Can we have a minute?
Sure. I'll just step over here with the rest of the Pleasure Lords. What's up, guys?
So, we have two options obviously available to us.
Yeah.
To indulge in this fully. To satisfy our wildest fantasies and imaginings.
Okay, well, I don't think you should vote.
Well, why not?
Well, because I know where you're going to go.
I didn't hear the other option.
The other option was dismantle these pleasure lords. Stop them. Stop their plan from taking over all pleasure in the universe.
Okay, I know how I want to vote now.
Yes, we know how you're going to vote.
I didn't come down here to the pleasure planet of Pleasuria to do the right thing, okay, guys?
What if you got pleasured for 5 minutes and then we do the right thing?
Sure. Sounds reasonable. I'll set my watch. Yeah. 5 minutes. All right.
Okay.
Go to town.
For it, you guys.
Oh, gentlemen, are you prepared for pleasure?
Yeah. Hey, what do you want to do to me?
I figured I'd just shoot you here with this pleasure ray.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Let's start with you. What's your name?
Oh, it's Rick.
Rick. All right. Here we go, Rick. And...
I'd like a little bit of that.
A little for you?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. All right, and you, Mr. Robot.
Yes.
Would you like a little pleasure as well?
Absolutely.
Here you go.
Nothing.
Interesting.
He's a robot.
Well, I still understood.
I'm programmed to feel everything a human should.
I'll
crank this up to 11. Let's try this again.
No.
It seems that your robot is impervious to our pleasure ray.
Maybe if I.
Oh, please.
You know, got up and, what?
What? What are you going to do?
You know, like, stroke your danger receptacles, or,
When I think of pleasure, you are not involved in any way, Rick.
Well, hold on, it's worth a shot. I'll try shooting you both at the same time.
All right.
Well, now I just have a headache.
I felt pretty good.
Interesting. Your robot is immune to our pleasure ray. We've never seen anything like this. If this stands in our way, we'll never take over the universe. I'm afraid your robot will have to be destroyed.
Whoa, one moment. My robot is my first in command. He's my left-hand man.
Wait a second, really?
Yes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, there's just me piloting the ship. Of course, I need someone else to run around and do the operational things.
I thought we were more friends than personal relationship.
Well, I guess there's long trips in space. We have had those moments where we've, exposed each other's vulnerability. We spent
talks, I thought.
Awkward moments aside, your robot will have to be destroyed.
Can we have a moment?
Oh, sure. I'll just stay over here with it. Hey, what's up, guys?
I think this is our time. I can't allow Fallback to be destroyed.
No, I don't want Fallback to be destroyed. He's a good guy.
He's tempered your appetites.
Well, yeah, I didn't appreciate that too much.
Well, why don't we take over? Maybe we could become the Pleasure Lords and do it in a nice way.
God, that's amazing.
We can install ourselves as the Pleasure Lords.
We cannot just get rid of these guys, but usurp their thrones.
I love it.
But their thrones have, they vibrate.
Okay, you're off topic now.
You know, there must be some central power source that powers the pleasure on this planet.
But look, they all seem to be talking around that big throbbing thing.
What is that? Space penis?
I think so.
Of course, that's where their power comes from. Much like our power comes from our space penises.
Of course!
Of course it does!
It's the planet's space penis!
Alright, we'll have to somehow overload its circuitry so it fries.
Leave that to me.
What are you doing? Stay away from the space penis!
Just getting some of this planet penis.
No!
What's up, planet penis? Where are you from, huh? Hey, what's your name, planet penis?
Shinny up and down it. Shinny up and down it.
All right. Is it weird that I say this while I'm shimmying?
No, it seems to be doing something.
Stop, please.
We must stop him.
It's overloading. Look at it. It's growing.
Whoa. Guys, it's too much for me to handle.
It's going to blow. Covered in it. It's everywhere. It's disgusting. Seeking pleasure for its own ends didn't turn out to be so good, did it?
What happened to the pleasure lords?
Oh, they've discoagulated.
That's the worst way to go. I think we've learned a valuable lesson.
Yes, we have, Fallback. When seeking pleasure, be careful.
Yeah, I guess that was it.
Too much pleasure is not so pleasant.
Yes. Pleasure for its own sake. For the sake of pleasure?
It's unpleasurable.
It's unpleasurable, thank you.
Without pain, how do you know when pleasure is?
Guys!
Yes?
Guys!
Rick, yes.
There's a knitted cushion cover up there that says that exact same thing.
Oh my God.
It must have been left by the old ones.
The old ones knew. They knew that pleasure for its own sake, for the sake of pleasure, would not be good.
It's getting me hard thinking about that.
Yes, me as well.
Whew. Oh.
Should we take the cushion?
Slippery
yeah.
Slope, isn't it?
Oh, totally.
Of Planet Plejuria, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Rick, Lee Smart as Captain Niven, Nug Nargang as the Robot Gate, Kevin the Plejuria Greeter, the Fisted Man, Dirty Sanchez, and Pleasure Lord Alpha, and special guest star Colin Mockery as Fallback the Robot, edited by Illusionoid. You can now hear Illusionoid while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Leave us a title at Illusionoid.com or on the wall of our Facebook group and give us a like while you're there. Also, follow us on Twitter at IllusionoidPod and leave us a review on iTunes as those ratings help our show climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.